SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Sydney Opera House is having a birthday party. While she looks much younger than her 50 years, the World Heritage-listed building is an architectural and cultural landmark. To celebrate, a weekend of free events is an invitation to locals and tourists alike to discover or rediscover the Australian icon, a building that defied conventions and tested the limits of engineering and design.
And now, on October the 20th, 1973, after all the trials and tribulations of these past 19 years, after all the uncertainties and delays that have bugged its progress, there it stands, in all its shimmering magnificence, the Sydney Opera House, now, at last, complete.
The Sydney Opera House has hosted some of the greatest, from Queen Elizabeth II at its opening on the 20th of October 1973, to towering world figures like Nelson Mandela.
We should inspire righteous and social forces. And we have won the country.
The Sydney Opera House was designed by Danish architect Jørn Utzon, who beat 232 entries from around the world in a 1955 design contest. It was dubbed a building that defied conventions and tested the limits of engineering and design. The Opera House was over budget, completed a decade late, and at the time controversial, with critics slamming it as a waste of taxpayer dollars. Director of Programming at the Sydney Opera House, Fiona Winning, says, in modern times, it is everyone's house, open to all.
Lots of people come down and walk around the site, or maybe they've been to a show in one of the venues. And the important thing, I think, for our birthday is to invite people in to see all through the building, but also to see artists performing in the building and to see the John Coburn tapestry, the curtain of the sun in the Joan Sutherland Theatre, and to have an experience of what actually happens here, as well as celebrating its architecture.
Ms. Winning says the site is significant for First Nations Australians.
I guess that this site right on the harbour was a very significant site. And, you know, we are in the process of engaging more and more with First Nations communities about the meanings of this site. And it's been very significant to have, as part of our birthday festival, Megan Cope do a project called Whispers. And that is really looking at the history of middens that were all around the harbour, including on this site. And the beauty of actually re-remembering these middens in sculptural forms all around the precinct. So that's been, you know, just one example of the ways in which we want to engage with the First Nations stories of this site.
As part of the festivities, the venue is hosting the world premiere performance of Bark of Millions, a rock opera and drag spectacle celebrating queerness. It features British-Nigerian artist Legato Chocolat. The first person to perform at the Sydney Opera House was Black American bass baritone, actor and civil rights activist Paul Robeson. In 1960, he performed a rendition of the showboat tune Old Man River to construction workers.
Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plant some is soon forgotten, but Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
To mark this milestone birthday, the Sydney Opera House is holding an open house weekend where over 37,000 people are expected to attend in celebration. Ayman Baghdadi, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.